We are all treaty peoples. This is the resounding message of the Treaties 1 through to 11 gathering that happened in Satina at the Grey Eagle Events Center throughout last week from the 18th to the 22nd. This gathering saw hundreds of elders, knowledge keepers, leaders, chief and council, all First Nation representatives of the 11 treaties which span across Canada. This grand summit discussed major topics ranging from citizenship and nationhood to governance and fiscal responsibility. Margot Auger from Big Stone Cree Nation of Treaty 8 and one of the organizers of this gathering shares how treaties are not just a part of the history of the past, but rather are part of the present and future that they're living, sharing her understanding that these are ways of living, not just an agreement between two sovereign peoples.
Today you hear about these historical treaties, but they're not historical as just something that's in a book that you could go read about necessarily. They're very much alive, that spirit and intent is alive. And then the implementation, what does that mean of treaty? Living side by side, going back to what was intended, right? Their way of life, our way of life. Yeah, and so now today we're talking about walking in both worlds and what does that look like? So understanding who we are, what our ancestors had originally understood those are supposed to be. Bringing that back and using our Western knowledge and our Western way of life and, you know, having that ability to walk in today's world with our moccasins. What does that look like?
One of the major topics for concern is the suggestion from the federal government to turn First Nation lands into municipalities. OJ shares some of what's being discussed about this at the gathering.
When Canada, the government of Canada is announcing self-governance, their idea of self-governance is imposing municipalization on First Peoples. So the Indian reserves, taking all those Indian reserves across Canada and making them into municipalities. And so the whole thought process is that we would tax our people, and that would be self-governance, because that's how they understand governance to be, right? I mean, here we are right beside Calgary, the city of Calgary, and they have it's a municipality, and they have a taxation department, and they have a lands department, and they have bylaws and licenses and fees. And so that's the whole thought process, is that it's constantly after our land, constantly after getting rid of the Indians, right? Getting rid of the Indian problem.
OJ further explained that reconciliation to the treaties between two sovereign peoples is simply livelihood for livelihood, learning to coexist together. Reporting for LJI and CJWE in Satina, I'm William Bleeko.